Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Terry Power Hour. It is Tuesday, June 23rd, and yes, this is not Terry actually speaking. You're hearing Robin. Terry is actually in the wilds of Nebraska, somewhere on a tower, doing something with some sort of fiber optic, which is what he does for a living. So he could not be with us tonight, so I am here in his stead. And tonight we will be doing the Midsummer Ritual. And I believe that Nivasi, Reverend Shira, and Vega are here. Are you guys there?
Yes, I am.
I'm here.
Yeah, did Vega make it?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. He's on this, terrific. But he can't get into chat.
Okay, well, if you want, you can keep trying or not. It's up to you. Sometimes if you refresh the chat page,
He tried that a couple times. I think his Java is giving him trouble.
Okay. So I guess, the one thing I wanted to just mention quickly before we get started, I'm an acquaintance of Raven Grimassi. I wouldn't say I was his friend, but we do speak from time to time. And he reached out on his Facebook page recently about his Kickstarter campaign. And I recently had the good fortune to take some classes with Raven, and I just wanted to sort of mention to people to go out to Kickstarter and check out his Ever Ancient, Ever New Witchcraft by the Hearthside DVD. He's about 50% to his goal on that page for raising enough money to create this amazing DVD collection, and he's only got 65 hours to go. So if anyone feels so inclined, go out to Kickstarter.com, projects /84103-6302/ever-ancient-ever-new-witchcraft-by-the-hearthside. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Robin A. McKean, and I posted a link on there today for his Kickstarter. Lots of really cool give backs for anybody that donates. Just reading through them today, I was kind of like, oh, I wish I had that much money to do that. Like, you know, guided tours of Salem by them, and really interesting. So go and check that out. That would be great if you guys could contribute a little bit there. I'm sure they would appreciate that. Okay, plug done. So let's get started with the ritual. Anybody else have anything they need to ask or contribute? Does everybody know what they're going on here? Hello.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Be quiet. Okay. All right.
We're ready.
We might be.
Let me just bring up the ritual here. Because silly me closed it. I'm doing way too many things for tonight, folks. I apologize. It's the first time I've ever had to actually run the engineer board and do all of this stuff by myself. Usually Terry's here to help me, and we kind of split it up. So bear with me here for a minute while I get my act together. All right.
It's okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay, we're all good.
Yeah, now I lost the board. Where did it go? Oh, God. Terry, hopefully he's not listening. Because if he is, he's freaking out somewhere.
It'll teach him.
It'll teach him for not being here.
He'll never leave him alone there again.
Hey, we have been through the washer ringer with this show, so no.
Absolutely.
I have watched things happen that are not explainable, but they happen. So, Terry, if you're listening, I hear you.
Okay. All right, let's everybody just take a deep breath, and we'll become present and focused. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We have come together in spirit to celebrate Midsummer as the growing of... You know what? Somehow I've got the wrong thing here.
I know what you did.
Why is it doing this? Hold on, I'm sorry, I apologize. How did that happen?
No worries.
Huh. Very interesting. Okay. Okay. I apologize. Let me start again. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We have come together in spirit to celebrate Midsummer. I'd like everybody to think about their gardens that are growing, both physically and in the spirit realm. Focus and be aware of opening your crown chakra. Envision pulling energy into you from the universe. Now, focus and open your third eye chakra. Your crown chakra should have come first. This is all out of order. This is not the ritual that I should have. I am so sorry. I don't know what the heck is going on here. Why I didn't save the right thing. I'm freaking out a little bit.
Yeah.
Focus and
it's called we'll wing it.
Yeah. Focus and be aware of opening your crown chakra. Envision pulling energy into you from the universe. Now focus and open your third eye chakra and feel it spinning and building. And as it builds, it will shoot down to your throat chakra and feel it spinning there, collecting, accumulating. And as it becomes too much, that chakra will burst open and the energy will pour down to your heart chakra. And you will feel it spin and grow. And it will burst open. And the energy will pour to your solar plexus. And then to your base. And your root chakra. See the colors of each energy as they're opened and activated in turn. Now you will see a rainbow of colors mingle together. When all the colors mingle together, you'll see white light glowing, growing from inside you, the light of the universe. Feel that light expand and fill your entire body. Feel it in every part of your body. Extend your arms down in front of you and open your palm chakras to the universe. Feel and see the light streaming from your body, connecting with the others around the circle and across the globe, listening to this broadcast. Be aware as we create a web of different fractions of light prism that surrounds and protects this space and time, a time between the worlds, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by the light of the universe, together here tonight to honor our gods. You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility, safe, ready, protected, and reaching out towards your gods. Inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine. I cast the circle of ancient lore, waves upon the timeless shore. It has no beginning nor an end. It knows neither foe nor friend. Ouroboros of legends old, rings of power forged of gold. A ring around a silvery moon. I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Spirits of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this midsummer rite. Share with us your gifts, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas, inspiration to create new art and surge forward into the season of intense growth. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail and welcome.
And welcome.
Spirits of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this midsummer rite. Share with us your gifts, your fires that burn so bright and warm, they renew us and fuel our passions. Ignite the fires within us that we may embrace this season of growth. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome. Spirits of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this midsummer rite. Share with us your gifts, your waters of cleansing, the thrill of new emotion and intuition to look forward with anticipation of the harvest to come. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And welcome. Spirits of the North, O creations of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this midsummer rite. Share with us your gifts of integration, your peace, healing energies, and the abundance of a garden about to bear fruit, both in the physical and the spiritual realms. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Beloved ancestors, those who have gone before, we ask your guidance and aid this night and at all times. Join us as we become fertility, welcome fertility, and grows to the earth and the activity of the animals. As we look forward to warmer nights and longer days, once again, join with us as we celebrate the fertility of the land, the love of family, and the gifts and traditions you have forged for us. O beloved ones, with love and respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail
and welcome. O God, Father God, planter of the seeds of creation, lover and partner of the goddess, we bid you join us here in this place and time. You are the Father to be. You walk through the world, calling life to growth and the animals to activity. Join us as we honor the fertile earth and the growth and bounty in the world. Grant us the vision to see the changes that must take place. Embolden us to embrace the new growth that comes with this season and to be aware of the weeds that may invade the garden. Help us to see and be ever vigilant to pull the weeds from the garden soil and the garden of our soul. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far, to execute plans and to do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, great lover God, as we honor you in this sacred festival. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
O goddess, vessel of creation, lover and partner of the God, we bid you join us here and now. You are the fertile mother with life growing inside you. Please join us as we honor the fertile earth and the return of growth and bounty in the world. Grant us the gift of your presence, your beauty, and your passion. You inspire and ignite the fires of nature. Embolden us to embrace the new growth that comes with this season and to be aware of the weeds that may invade the garden. Help us to see and be ever vigilant to pull the weeds from the garden soil and the garden of our soul. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and light. Join us, O Maiden Goddess, as we honor you in this sacred festival. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
Tonight, we celebrate midsummer. At midsummer, we embrace the height of the growing season. We embrace the joy of our lives and celebrate it with our families and friends. We admire flowers and revel in the bounty of ripening fruits. Midsummer, it's time to look over the garden and watch for invaders, weeds, destructive insects, and the like. It is time where love comes into full bloom and is declared loudly for all to know. To look at those you know and love with the eye that let them with the eyes that lets them see your love for them. Midsummer is a perfect time to come together and add to our sacred temple, creating a safe place to express our deepest selves to one another, to merge our souls and our bodies without fear, blame, or resentments, a place to share desires and dreams, to clear out the old, make way for the new, all to deepen our love and to begin to harvest the first fruits of summer, a space and time to let in the God and Goddess and let them guide you in the weeding out of unnecessary things that sap our energy and strength, things we need to keep growing up to reach towards the sun. So mote it be.
Tonight, we will participate in a guided meditation. We'll experience awareness of our internal garden, the garden of our soul. We'll look for weeds and pull them out. We will check for any kind of impediment to the best outcome for our garden. We will seek to improve our harvest and appreciate the bounty that is ours already and all that is to come. As always, we will experience the presence of the Holy Ones and be filled with their divine light and passion.
Everybody take a nice deep breath in. Let it out slowly. Again. Close your eyes and find a comfortable position. Listen to the sounds of your body. As you listen, you begin to feel quiet, safe. And you are floating. Just float, relax, relax into the deep pool of water that you could be floating in. Become aware of a circle of benches. The benches circle around a compass laid out on the ground. As you walk to the center of the compass, you note that there are 8 paths from its center that lead outward into the trees. You choose the path to the south. As you walk toward the trees, you can hear the birds singing You see chipmunks, bunnies. You can smell the green moss. Last year's leaves turning to mulch under your feet. And the sun is dappled through the trees. It is a perfect day. It is not too warm, and it is not too cold. Ahead of you, the trees break. You can see the light. You quicken your step, and you step into the light, into a meadow, emblazoned with flowers everywhere, dotted with trees with ripe fruit hanging. The path cuts through the meadow, and you continue to follow it. And it bends around behind the fruit trees. You grab a piece of fruit from the tree and bite into it. And it is ripe and sweet and juicy. You see ahead of you a bridge. You go to the top of the bridge. And you realize that you've been carrying lots of burdens. Burdens that you now need to put down. Burdens that the gods will carry for you over time. Perhaps they will even take some and keep them for you, not returning them. And here is the moment where you give all those burdens to your deity. You lay them on the top railing of the bridge, and you push them into the arms of the waiting water so that your deity can examine them and take them away from you. You notice as you look over the edge of the bridge that the water is absolutely crystal and clear and looks very inviting. You cross the bridge, walking down the path, back into the forest. And the path curves slightly to the left. Ahead of you, you see a blanket spread in the just to the side of the path under a nice shade tree. It is set about with things to eat. Things to drink. And it looks very inviting, as if somebody had set it there just for you. And you go and you sit down on the blanket. As you reach to open the basket in front of you that has goodies in it, you hope. You look up, and there, standing in front of you, is the goddess, heavy with child, and the god standing behind her smiling. They are the quintessential, happy, glowing parents-to-be. And they sit with you on the blanket. The goddess takes from the basket fruits, meats, vegetables, a bounty, and places them all in front of you. in your mind's eye, you see the goddess, and she is speaking to you. She is saying, let me guide you on a tour of your inner garden. And let me show you weeds, pests, things that need to be pulled from your garden, eradicated. Things like fear, anger, doubt, insecurity. All those weeds that hide in the deep parts of our gardens. Let her guide you now, and let the God hold your hand and give you strength as you walk through that inner garden. As you walk across a field, God holding your hand, and God is leading you. You see a large fire pit with a fire burning hot, glowing coals. In your hands, you have weeds that you've pulled. You walk right up to the fire pit and throw them in and watch them burn, releasing them into the universe and knowing each time they appear in your garden, you will know how to pull them and get rid of them. In order to make your garden flourish, the goddess smiles. She presses into your hand a small token, something just for you, something that will be meaningful now that your garden has been weeded, a reminder of what you've left behind, what you've pulled, perhaps a token of how you're going to proceed forward. A symbol to remind you not to lose focus. The God turns and hugs you and smiles. And you all return to the blanket just off the path in the forest. Where you sit and eat and drink and just enjoy the time of being with them, feeling so loved and safe. You suddenly look up and realize that they have gone. And you've been sitting there just enjoying the forest and all the sounds in it, the birds. You notice that the sun has started to set, but there's still much day left. It is time to return to the path through the forest. And so you walk back through those woods, back along the path, feeling lighter, happier, and ready to meet new challenges, full of energy. You reach the bridge. And you cross over the bridge, leaving your burdens that you don't need to take with you anymore. You cross back through the field, the fruit trees and the flowers. Colors are so much more vibrant than they were before. Everything seems brighter, happier, lighter. And now you're back at the compass, back to the bench. Floating once again on your back in that dark, dark, deep pool of warm water. As you become more aware of your surroundings, you wiggle your toes and your feet. Open your eyes and see. When you open your eyes, having left those burdens, having pulled those weeds, it's a new place. Again, lighter, more vibrant, easier. Now, it's time to return fully to your body and wake, keeping the visions and the gifts and the newly found strength with you to go forward. Become fully awake and return to your body entirely. Stretch. It's good to be inside your body again. Wake up all those muscles. Goddess, God, ancestored and gathered beings of light, we have been blessed with your wisdom and guidance, messages, gifts granted, and sacred temples of love begun to open new places in our hearts and minds. We are so grateful for all these and more. We ask that you continue to guide us towards seeking our personal truths and look upon us with kind eyes. May we always see and feel your light in our lives and hear your song in our hearts. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Mother Goddess, vessel of creation, lover and partner of the God, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night as we celebrate fertility and growth, and indeed at all times. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us, and help us to listen, for we know you're ever with us. We offer you our love and our respect. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
Father God, planter of the seeds of creation, lover and partner of the goddess, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night as we celebrate the summer's growth, and indeed at all times. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us, and help us to listen, for we know you are ever with us. We offer you our love and our respect. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and farewell.
And farewell. And farewell.
Beloved ones, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in the celebration of growth and fertility. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us and help us to listen, for we know you are ever with us. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
hail, yeah, and farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, and go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
The circle is open but unbroken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again.
Blessed be.
Everybody still there?
Yeah.
Blessed be. We are indeed.
Shira, I know I flipped with you there at the end. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just figured, I'll just slip in and take South.
I appreciate that. Thank you. It's been a little bit crazy. It's a tad distracted.
She's multitasking.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, my cell phone. Oh, well, thanks.
How about dropping some music in the queue, lady?
let's listen to a song. And then we will come back, and I can talk about our
experience.
Yeah, absolutely. how we did this thing. All right, let's see if I can find one that's not like 6 minutes long here.
You find the longest song I can play, right?
I don't know. Wreck of the Modern Pagan.
I'm looking for one that's not right long. Let's see. We gotta get some interesting. Here we go. I have no idea what this is, but we're gonna play Castalia, Alexandrian God of the Green and Wild. Here we go.
Wish 9 minutes and 42 seconds.
God of the grain and wild, Lord of the sky, Son of the cauldron's womb, stacked horns and mine, lighter than breath I am, born out of death I am, dancing upon the wind, see how I fly. I knew circled a mother's heart, never to be apart. Follow me down to the shadows and through. Now I the field where the new seeds are sown. By the paths where my past lives have gone, for me alone did she, my blood and bone is she, moon-tided maiden. shall soon seal the fate that I chose. Darkness will take me then, none shall forsake me then. When shall I come again? Only she knows. May on my he face, on my lady, my love, hide what I was from the living above. Feel my dark realm shall lay still on their dying day. They too shall know what new life is come out. God of the green wild, Lord of the sky, Son of the cauldron's womb, Deckmond am I. Lighter than breath I am, born out of death I am, dancing upon the wind, see how I fly.
Manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
You are listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are valid. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with us. Join us nightly at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a wide variety of programming. If you miss one of our shows, there are plenty of places to catch up. Every show is archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. Look for the on-demand shows. They are available as a free podcast download on iTunes and now available free on the TuneIn Radio application and website. Follow us on Twitter at SURN_ORG and on Facebook. Each of our shows has a Facebook presence so that you can keep abreast with what is going on. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments, you may send those to the station management by emailing surn.org@gmail.com. On Thursday nights, Onyx and Terry discuss questions that have been sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a question you want them to discuss, please send it to the station's email address. If you'd like credit for the question, please let us know in the email. For more information about our network, please click over to www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we humbly thank you for that.
Hello.
Anybody home?
Hello.
I know.
I hear something.
Yeah. We're still here. She hasn't dropped us back in, I guess.
Maybe not. Maybe we'll be in limbo forever. Oh, they can hear us.
Can you guys? Can you guys hear me?
Oh, now we can hear you. Yeah.
There you are.
Okay. Here we are. Okay.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
It's a good thing we were well behaved.
Yeah.
We were in limbo. I don't know where you were. The three of us were hanging there.
And we were polite, too.
Yes, we were. This time. I wasn't driving up and down the driveway looking for signal. I did okay. Which I've already done that once this week.
Okay. So did anybody have anything interesting they would like to discuss? Or talk about their journey. Niz, how about you? We start with you.
This one was a little different, of course. This sort of took me back to this past weekend on a multiple event weekend with Robin's hand fasting and Terry's hand fasting. But it also took me back to the garden that we had discussed in Circle There. And I won't discuss what weed I threw away, but because that's gone. But the discussion was about the different weeds that we basically carried around, like burdens, our fears and insecurities. And I don't think I actually have any more insecurities after this weekend, but I know that there's probably some lying around waiting to pop up when I least expect it, and I'll be able to handle them then. But this definitely confirmed it for me.
Well, that's good. And that is exactly what happens is, you know, you go along and you think everything is fine, and then some silly little thing happens, and all of a sudden that little voice, the little insecurity voice starts talking. And, you know, for some of us, it's stuff other people have said to us. For some of us, it's our own little brain winding us up on very little information. You know, some seems sometimes at least the less information we have about something, the worse our brain likes to spin it and make it, you know, sound as bad as it can be.
It's a big old monster, really, and it's a big dragon. Yeah.
Exactly. The monster in the closet, you know. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, until you open the door and cast the light of day into the closet and see that there are no monsters there, it can be overwhelming. And that's really what a lot of the work that we do, a lot of these rituals really focus on, trying to help people move forward on their path. Working on yourself is always the first order of business, as far as I'm concerned, so that you can be the best you can be and ever evolving. Because the minute you stop learning and evolving who you are, you get stuck, and that's never a good place to be. Shira, did you have anything that you'd like to add about your experience this evening?
It was a little different, like Niv said. I think I need a logging permit for some of my weeds, though. Well, I see Vega laughing over there. It's like, oh, jeez, you know.
Sometimes, let me hand you no paper.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I find it sometimes hard because I think some of where it's not just you have to work on, but it's the disappointment in others, and it's the separating the two, you know, and putting your faith in yourself instead of others, I guess. I don't know. It just...
Well, do you think sometimes when we create expectations of what we expect other people to do, and they don't do those things, and that's when it's disappointment. And sometimes you can look at those situations and say, maybe I shouldn't create expectations without letting that person know what they are.
First. Yeah, but and sometimes
Karen and
it's just
about that a lot, you know.
I think too that I expect a lot better out of people, and I don't mean what they're doing. It's just looking too much at the 1% of the crappy side of the world instead of the 99% of the good side.
You know,
you know, we do tend to look for errors more so than the productive side. And I think that's because, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's not so much the expectation. You expect the worst.
Yeah.
You're not expecting the best. You're expecting the worst. You know, let that go. If it falls in your lap, you know, it's like, you're the one percenter.
Yeah. You know. Did anybody get a gift? Like, what did you get for a gift? I think I got a rose.
You got a rose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A rose that, a bud that opened.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
So I'm not sure what that means. Maybe that I can actually grow something in my garden?
Oh, yeah.
I don't
know.
It is happening.
Yeah, we're actually growing flowers and things I haven't killed.
Look at that.
Yeah, we have blossoms on our tomatoes. Does that count?
Yeah.
Of course it does.
I haven't killed any.
99 plants.
I could kill a cactus in the middle of summer with frostbite.
Oh, jeez.
I'm getting better than
that.
Actually, you know what, though? Shira, you said you got a rose.
Yeah.
Make sure it has no thorns.
There were no thorns.
You know. Good. Then that's good.
It was actually just the flower. It didn't have a stem.
Oh, nice.
There was no stem on it. It was just kind of a rose that opened. It started out in a bud, and it opened in the hand.
Nice. Like a lotus.
Oh, how pretty.
Yeah, very much like a lotus, like the chakra lotus, yeah.
Very nice. Niv, did you get a gift?
Yeah, I got a gift. I got, well, you have to know me for, Robin knows me too well, that's the problem. I was given a seed. And I know exactly what that seed means. And it just means that things are going to continually grow. And that's okay. I don't have to have the fruit because I already know the fruit is there. Mm. By giving the seed, I really believe that it means that I will continue to grow. And I'm okay with that.
Good.
Cool.
Vega.
What happened to you, Vega?
Oh, wait, is this thing on? I've
sorry.
I have a new headset, okay? I'm having trouble with it. I found myself holding on to a crystal, and it was one that I held on to a couple of weeks ago, and it's back in my hand, so still trying to sort out exactly what it's trying to tell me to remove, but getting closer to it.
What kind of crystal is it?
The one I had was a Super 7, I think we figured out that it finally was. And it was drawing something cold out of my body. I don't know if I mentioned that the last ritual or not. And just reminded of that again, and what a powerful feeling that was. And still have some work to do on that. I think, you know, just some things to remove, some weeds to pull, and I think that's the message.
I just looked at what one of those looks like. That looks like a multiple looks like
it's got seven minerals in it. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that thing is just like loaded with goodies in there. Like I might be dangerous with that in my hand.
It was pretty powerful feeling. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It is beautiful. I'm sitting here looking at several images. That's absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go looking for one.
I just might, yeah.
It was at a crystal workshop, and they had us all working with different crystals. Mm-hmm. And people didn't know what they had.
Oh, neat.
So it was quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to work with a stone without knowing what it was, and then find out later on, okay, that's what you had, and you sort of go, oh, okay. it was interesting.
All righty then.
You didn't have any preconceived notion of what that crystal was going to be capable of.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, for me, it was really just a very peaceful trying to get into the meditation because it was very different for me since I was the one speaking for a change and not just listening. My gift was a gold ring, which is pretty obvious. And since we were just hand fasted the other day, I took it sort of as a you did the right thing kind of validation.
A blessing.
And, And so, yeah, it was actually very quiet and peaceful. I actually a couple of times almost lost my place where I was, what I was talking about, because all I wanted to do was be quiet and enjoy the moment. And I had to remember that there were people listening. Well, it is 10:59. Look at that. We might actually even end on time for a change. Does anyone have anything
Yay.
Else they would like to add to this evening's festivities? No?
I will.
Oh, gosh. You guys.
I will.
Oh, okay.
I will.
Go ahead.
I will.
Go ahead.
I will say that I had a really great weekend, and I want to thank you and Terry for a really super weekend. And I don't know if it came online or not for Friday night's show. I know we had technical difficulties, but I had a really good time, and I enjoyed myself, and I'm sure everyone else that was there absolutely had a wonderful time. So I'd like to thank you again. That was just really super.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for coming and participating and doing all the dishes, which was really great of you.
Yeah, I did the dishes. I'm wicked. I'm a kitchen witch. What can I say?
Yeah. So I appreciated that. All righty, guys. Well, it is 11 o'clock, and I will say that if anybody out there has any reason to want to get in touch with myself or with Terry, you can reach us at the email address littlestonebridge@gmail.com. You can always reach me on my Facebook page, Robin A. McKean, on Facebook, or Terry at his Facebook page, Terry Power or Reverend Terry Power HP. And you can, hey, Niv, what is the CERN address? Is it CERN.org?
Yes, it is, surn.org@gmail.com.
There you go. If you need to bitch, moan, complain, whatever, tell us how great we are, any of those will work. Or if you have questions you'd like to send in for the Thursday night show, which is actually now Terry and I answering questions instead of Onyx with Terry, then feel free to also send it to that surn.org address@gmail.com. And we look forward to seeing you another evening. Thursday night, I'm not sure what we're doing about Thursday night's broadcast this week, because Terry and I will be driving to Indiana on Friday morning to, we're going to be presenting teaching classes at Horn and Honey at in Midian in Indiana, and we're teaching a class on communication and sacred sexuality and I Forgive, and it should be a really fun weekend. I'm really looking forward to it. So not sure what's going to happen with the either the Thursday night or the Friday night broadcast, but Saturday night this week we will probably be broadcasting live from Horn and Honey. So please tune in, as long as the technology will allow us, because we have not been to this location before, and I'm not sure what kind of self-service they have. There are still spots, believe it or not, in this country where you cannot get a can't get a cell, which is why Terry's not here tonight, because he's in who knows where, Nebraska, in a field somewhere, climbing a tower probably, if I had to guess, and so he could not call in. He tried to call me before, and it was just so staticky, it just wasn't possible to understand him. So, but be that as it may, one way or the other, tune in and find out what we're doing on Thursday, and watch the watch Facebook pages for announcements. And I'd like to thank Shira and Vega and Niv for really being there for me tonight. I really appreciated it, guys. You are awesome.
You're welcome.
You're always here for rituals. And it's really nice to know that I've got you guys have got my back, especially on a night like tonight when Terry should be here. So thank you.
We're glad we could do it.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
And you guys did a great job. So thanks. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be, everybody. Have a great
blessed
night,
be.
And we'll see you soon.
Good night.
Spread the love.
Spread the love.
Let's see.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.